3. The First Mansion World. On the Mansion Worlds, the resurrected mortal survivors resume their lives just where they left off when overtaken by death. When you go from your rancho to the First Mansion World, you will notice considerable change, but if you had come from a more normal and progressive sphere of time, you would hardly notice the difference except for the fact that you were in possession of a different body. The tabernacle of flesh and blood has been left behind on the world of nativity. The very center of all activities on the First Mansion World is the Resurrection Hall, the enormous temple of personality assembly. This gigantic structure consists of the central rendezvous of the seraphic destiny guardians, the thought adjusters, and the archangels of the resurrection. The life carriers also function with these celestial beings in the resurrection of the dead. The mortal mind transcripts in the active creature memory patterns, as transformed from the material levels to the spiritual, are the individual possessions of the detached thought adjusters. These spiritized factors of mind, memory, and creature personality are forever a part of such adjusters. The creature mind matrix and the passive potentials of identity are present in the Marantia soul entrusted to the keeping of the seraphic destiny guardians. And it is the reuniting of the Marantia soul trust of the seraphim and the spirit-mind trust of the adjuster that reassembles creature personality and constitutes resurrection of a sleeping survivor. If a transitory personality of mortal origin should never be thus reassembled, the spirit elements of the non-surviving mortal creature would forever continue as an integral part of the individual experiential endowment of the one-time indwelling adjuster. From the Temple of New Life there extend 7 radial wings, the resurrection halls of the mortal races. Each of these structures is devoted to the assembly of one of the 7 races of time. There are 100,000 personal resurrection chambers in each of these 7 wings, terminating in the circular class assembly halls, which serve as the awakening chambers for as many as 1 million individuals. These halls are surrounded by the personality assembly chambers of the blended races of the normal post-Adamic worlds. Regardless of the technique which may be employed on the individual worlds of time in connection with special or dispensational resurrections, the real and conscious reassembly of actual and complete personality takes place in the resurrection halls of Mansonia No. 1. Throughout all eternity you will recall the profound memory impressions of your first witnessing of these resurrection mornings. From the resurrection halls you proceed to the Melchizedek sector, where you are assigned permanent residence. Then you enter upon 10 days of personal liberty. You are free to explore the immediate vicinity of your new home, and to familiarize yourself with the program which lies immediately ahead. You also have time to gratify your desire to consult the registry and call upon your loved ones and other earth friends who may have preceded you to these worlds. At the end of your 10-day period of leisure, you begin the second step in the paradise journey, for the mansion worlds are actual training spheres, not merely detention planets. On Mansion World No. 1, or another in case of advanced status, you will resume your intellectual training and spiritual development at the exact level whereon they were interrupted by death. Between the time of planetary death or translation and resurrection on the mansion world, mortal man gains absolutely nothing aside from experiencing the fact of survival. You begin over there, right where you left off down here. Almost the entire experience of Mansion World No. 1 pertains to deficiency ministry. Survivors arriving on this first of the detention spheres present so many and such varied defects of creature character and deficiencies of mortal experience that the major activities of the realm are occupied with the correction and cure of these manifold legacies of the life in the flesh on the material evolutionary worlds of time and space. The sojourn on Mansion World No. 1 is designed to develop mortal survivors at least up to the status of the post-Adamic dispensation on the normal evolutionary worlds. Spiritually, of course, the Mansion World students are far in advance of such a state of mere human development. If you are not to be detained on Mansion World No. 1, At the end of 10 days, you will enter the translation sleep and proceed to world number 2, and every 10 days thereafter you will thus advance until you arrive on the world of your assignment. The center of the 7 major circles of the first Mansion World Administration is occupied by the Temple of the Marantia Companions, the personal guides assigned to ascending mortals. These companions are the offspring of the local universe Mother Spirit, and there are several million of them on the Marantia worlds of Satania. Aside from those assigned as group companions, you will have much to do with the interpreters and translators, the building custodians, and the excursion supervisors, and all of these companions are most cooperative with those who have to do with developing your personality factors of mind and spirit within the Marantia body. As you start out on the first Mansion world, one Marantia companion is assigned to each company of 1,000 ascending mortals, but you will encounter larger numbers as you progress through the 7 Mansion spheres. These beautiful and versatile beings are companionable associates and charming guides. They are free to accompany individuals or selected groups to any of the transition culture spheres, including their satellite worlds. They are the excursion guides and leisure associates of all ascending mortals. They often accompany survivor groups on periodic visits to Jerusalem, and on any day you are there, you can go to the registry sector of the system capital and meet ascending mortals from all 7 of the Mansion worlds, since they freely journey back and forth between their residential abodes and the system headquarters.